So I'm guessing that many people in this congregation today have seen the movie Hidden Figures or read the book, yes? And I'm wondering if you shared the feeling I had when I left the movie. I was in tears, actually, and I asked myself, how did I not know this story until today? How did I not know about these African-American computers who were so key to our space program? How did I not know this story? And that's the question I've been asking myself also these last several months as I've been getting ready to teach the choir and to teach myself Christmas in the Western World by William Grant Still, the dean of African-American composers in the 20th century. How, I've asked myself, did I not know more about this great composer? I'd heard his name and heard some of his music during my classes in graduate school, along with George Gershwin and Aaron Copland, Charles Ives. But William Grant Still did not get the attention that those white composers got, and he richly deserved it. I was introduced to Christmas in the Western World, this wonderful piece that we'll do for you today, by my colleague David Janauer, the late David Janauer, unfortunately, who was the conductor of the Albany Pro Musica. David was a great proponent of the music of William Grant Still, especially his choral music. And David would say that it is an indictment of the musical world of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and of course of our American society, that we do not know more about William Grant Still's music today. He was very, very successful during that time, but it was very difficult for African-American composers to have their music played in the concert halls. There were lost scores. There were commissions that suddenly were withdrawn. There were concerts that were canceled. Nevertheless, he was extremely successful. He composed over 150 pieces, and they were played by major American symphony orchestras, performed by major opera companies and ballet companies. In your order of service, you can read a broad outline of William Grant Still's biography. He was born in 1895, the same year as my grandfather, actually. He was born in Mississippi, raised in Little Rock, Arkansas, went on to get a Bachelor of Science degree at Wilberforce University, and while he was there earning that degree, he was very involved in music there, studying oboe, violin, leading instrumental ensembles, and composing. He went on to Oberlin Conservatory and then was invited to New England Conservatory to study composition with Chadwick and then with Varese. His talent was recognized by the mainstream musical society very early. He was active in the milieu of the Harlem Renaissance and firmly believed and exemplified that philosophy that parity for African Americans could be achieved through the arts and through literature. Still was committed to equality of all people. Through music, he believed the various races and cultures could come together, understand one another, and put aside our differences, if only for a moment. And that is the philosophy behind Christmas in the Western World. This wonderful group of carols from cultures in South America, Central America, and North America that have been put together to tell the Christmas story in these different cultural voices, much as these creche figures do. In 1939, William Grant Still married Verna Arvey, a writer and a concert pianist, who was the daughter of Russian Jewish immigrants. They went to Mexico to be married because in 1939 it was illegal for them to marry in California. And they went on to raise a biracial family in California in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and to surround themselves with friends and community who really believed in a world where race did not matter. Verna Arvey, as I said, was a concert pianist, and she had done a lot of traveling in Central and South America and playing, and had a real affinity for the various cultures of these regions. And I think it was she who was probably the inspiration behind putting together Christmas in the Western World. She provided the English translations of many of the Spanish carols, and she wrote the original narrative that ties those carols together to tell this ancient, ancient story. The piece offers their vision of a world united by music and this powerful ancient story of hope and light, and especially for many of the countries in Central and South America, of liberation. Their daughter, Judith Ann Still, heads the William Grant Still Foundation, which is located in Arizona. She's a wonderful woman. She's a woman of deep spirituality and great energy and passionate. She is passionate about her father's music and his legacy. And I've had a chance to be in touch with her several times over the last few months by phone and by email. One of the reasons I decided to program Christmas in the Western World this year was, of course, because of our commitment to Black Lives Matter and because this is the 50th anniversary of the composition in 1967. It wasn't until very recently that I realized that today, December 3rd, is the anniversary of William Grant Still's death. And I wrote this to Judith Ann Still. I said, we're going to be presenting this piece in a service on December 3rd. And she wrote right back to me. And she said, I am so glad that you will do this piece on his last day. I think God is in the timing. And then she went on to say, my father was in dark days by the time he died, and there was never a funeral for him. We've had many memorial services this past fall, services for people in this community who are so beloved to us. And we've had a chance to celebrate their lives, tell stories of what they meant to us and the changes that they made in the world. And I love what Howard says at the end of every memorial service to the congregation. I'm going to paraphrase here, but he says something like, all that any of us needs to do in this life is to be worthy of a gathering such as this. All that any of us needs to do in this life is to be worthy of a gathering such as this. And so this morning, let this Christmas in the Western world be a celebration of this Advent season, this season of hope and expectation that we have begun. Let it be a celebration of this ancient Christmas story, one that has reached beyond cultural boundaries to bring hope, salvation, liberation to people. And let this music be a celebration of the life and the legacy of William Grant Still.
2,000 years ago, a light shone over a manger in the east, and in it was born a child who came to bring peace and love to humankind. The light grew larger and brighter until it encompassed the old world. Then, when Europeans came across the ocean to the Western Hemisphere, the light spread to the New World. It shines now as it did then, as it has shone through the ages and will shine for all the days to come. At the Christmas season, each culture, in its own way, remembers the great light at Bethlehem and the child who brought it. In Argentina, they sing of the angel Gabriel when he announced to Mary that she would be the mother of a holy child. A maiden was adoring God. This carol originated in the Basque region of Spain and spread with Spanish emigres from Galicia to Argentina.
Oh,
In Nicaragua, they greet the baby before its birth. Ven niño divino, come, divine child. Venezuelan Christmas carols are called aguinaldos, meaning Christmas gifts. There is a Christmas custom in which aguinaldoros arrive at a neighbor's door and seek to gain entry to tell the story of Jesus' birth. They are given food and drink in exchange for song. This song tells the story of Joseph and Mary going to Bethlehem to seek lodgings.
Thank you.
In Canada, we find what was believed to be the oldest Christmas carol on the North American continent, first sung by the Huron Indians. It was written by Jesuit priest Jean de Brébeuf in the early 17th century in an effort to convert the Huron Indians. He wrote the Christmas story in their native tongue, changing certain images to conform to their culture. The original Wyandot language was eventually translated into French and then English. The carol was collected from the Hurons in the late 18th century and passed on as Jesús Ahatonia. Also in Canada, they sing songs brought by French settlers. This Christmas carol tells us about the shepherdess who saw the holy baby lying in his manger and describes his beauty. Known as D'où viens-tu bergère, this carol is popular among francophone choirs, especially in Quebec.
Thank you.
and Trinidad, they sing of the birth of the baby Jesus with "The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy." This carol was collected by Edric Connor, who describes the carol as combining characteristics of calypso style and more African roots.
The Virgin Mary had a baby born. The Virgin Mary had a baby born. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they said that his name was Jesus.
He come from the Lord.
Children in Puerto Rico rejoice doubly at the Christmas season, for it is then that the wise king, Los Reyes Magos, come to leave gifts while they sleep.
Thank you.
Children in Mexico have a different celebration, for they are giving a gaily colored piñata to break. When it is broken, all sorts of good things fall out to make them happy. They tell the story of glass Christmas bells in Brazil, though the origin of this carol may not be Brazilian or even Portuguese. It does relate the custom, common in Brazil and other countries, of welcoming the Christmas season with the tolling of bells. The African-American spiritual is a uniquely American genre born in a period of slavery. Enslaved Africans combined the white hymns they heard in segregated church services, improvisations that came out of their everyday lives, and Bible stories to create these unique songs. William Grant Still composed this final song of praise in the style of the rhythmic spirituals, honoring this rich heritage of song.